All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you today. Today we have a special guest speaker, Pastor Courtney Hickman. You're probably wondering, why aren't you preaching today? Well, I had a stroke, and in me it's coming after me real hard, and so I want to get back to 100%, but I wanted to let you know I'll be back. And I'm going to introduce you to Pastor Courtney Hickman. He's my son, great man of God, and he's going to bring a word to you that will bless you. And Pastor Courtney, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad, Doctor. Blessings to all of you that have tuned in and are listening today. We're grateful for you being here, and I'm grateful and honored to be able to be here as well, and what a blessing it is to be able to do my best to step in the stead of my father and represent, but most importantly, we do serve the same God, same Savior, same Holy Spirit is working on the inside of both of us, so that means I have everything I need to be able to minister God's word to you today and share with you today in God's word. Let's pray. Father, we come to you humbly in this moment. And Father, would you just have your way? We know because of your omnipresence that you're already here with us. So, Father, I don't have to request that, but more so I pray that I take a posture to be able to yield, that when you are ready to speak, when you are ready to deliver, Father, I pray that I'm able to yield to your voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. And Father, I pray for every single person that is tuning in right now, that is listening. I pray that they not only listen with their human senses, with their ears, but they listen, God, with their spirits, their hearts, their souls. And Father, may everything we do be to bring you glory and to glorify you in all that we do. So please let the words of our mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my rock, you are my strength, you are my redeemer. This is in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, continuously keep my father in your prayers. It says the enemy is trying to attack him, but yet we know how to respond back. And sometimes you go grab reinforcements when the enemy is coming at you. So that's what we're going to do. And if you would do me a favor and go to 2 Corinthians in your word. 2 Corinthians, particularly chapter 5. And go ahead and begin reading at verse 11, and then we'll start talking about it a bit. Verse 11 says, therefore, since we know the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade people. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to be proud of us, so that you may have a reply for those who take pride in outward appearance rather than in the heart. For if we are out of our mind, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, since we have reached this conclusion. If one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, so that those who live should no longer pay attention to this, should no longer live for themselves, but for the one who died for them and was raised. Verse 16, from now on, then we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective or from a human perspective. Even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective or a human perspective, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and pay attention to this, and has given us the message of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed the message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we plead on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. Again, verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now, my former profession was United States Army. Served multiple years, served on multiple combat fronts, fought in combat. Faced enemies, whether physically, spiritually, so many things I can share on that. And it's through the prayers of the saints, the prayers of my father and family and so many others while I'm standing here today in this by the grace of God and my walking miracle. Had the chance to visit other nations, be in other nations, be in other countries. And when I tell you God is everywhere, he's everywhere. I've experienced God in Iraq. I've experienced God in Afghanistan. I've seen his hand move in mighty ways all over the world. So not just here in America, but God is everywhere. I've met Christians who were of another nationality, or a Christian who was Iraqi, I met a Christian who was Afghani. I met so many people across the globe. But one of the interesting things that you will see in any country you go to, there's a location there called the U.S. Embassy. And the U.S. Embassy has an ambassador, and an ambassador is a representative, and wherever they live, they're foreigners in that land. They're not from there, but they live within that land. So in some nations, they drive on the left side of the road, so they honor the customs and things of that land, of that particular region. And so if you drive on the left side of the road, we'll drive on the left side of the road. In Afghanistan, any gestures with the left hand is considered to be offensive. So we don't do gestures with the left hand. And every place has its culture. Every place has its thing that it does. And you honor those customs. You honor those. But that embassy, although it lives there in the land, it is not governed by the land. It is actually governed by the United States of America, by the President of the United States. And as being an ambassador in that land, whatever the ambassador of that U.S. Embassy does directly reflects on the United States. And so much so that the people that are actually native of that land. So if there's a U.S. embassy in Kuwait, for instance, if the ambassador goes out in the street and starts hitting people or starts assaulting people, they will say that United States of America assaults people. If that ambassador leaves out of that embassy and starts to yell at people or scream at people, they won't say the ambassador did, they'll say the United States of America did that, because that ambassador is a representative of the United States. As we look at this passage, verse 20 particularly says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. You and I are representatives in this earth for Christ. Because we know that, one, we are foreigners in this land. We are foreigners here on earth. This is not our home. But we are ambassadors for Christ, that God would hand us this honor, this responsibility. And let me say this. You will hear a term at times that says, it's my God-given right. I find it hard-fetched to find in Scripture anywhere where God gave us rights, but I do find in Scripture where He gave us responsibility or responsibilities. Whenever He hands us this ambassadorship and He says we are ambassadors of Christ, we have God-given responsibilities that we are to honor, that we are to live up to, that we are to respond to. And so when we look at this, verse 16, it says, from now on, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective. As we look through society and we look through different things, I'm seeing something that is plaguing our society. If you and I are individual, we would say embassies, we are ambassadors. I see a lot of embassies closed. They have left their post. We have left our ambassadorship, and we have gotten so caught up in the local foreign things of this earth. We're caught up, whether it's political, whether it's could be racial, whether it's financial. You can go down the list. We're so embedded into the things of earth that we left our ambassadorship. We left our post. We left our responsibility that we have in this world, that God handed us a responsibility as ambassadors. And so one of the responsibilities that we have is, it says, from now on, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective, even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet we no longer know Him this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to Himself, and through Christ has given us the message of reconciliation. He's given us a responsibility of the message of reconciliation. So when we look at the issues of the world or the challenges that we're facing in society, have we now came down to a local perspective? Have we now left our post as an ambassador? Because whenever being in the United States military, I would still walk, they would say, a soldier, you're a soldier 24/7. And we were governed by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Although we lived here, and we live here as former civilians, we live here, we're from different parts of this land, we were governed by a higher standard. We were governed by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. We were governed by our commander-in-chief. We were governed by our military leaders. So we could not necessarily just do what everyone else was doing, because we were held to a higher standard. We were held to a higher calling. And so here we have the Word of God. God has given us the message of reconciliation. And I want to really, this is now more so of a challenging of to look at, is, are you closed as an embassy? Are you still walking in your ambassadorship? Are you still walking in the authority that God has given us through His Word and through His teaching and through the power of the Holy Spirit? Or are there a bunch of embassies that are closed? Because when people are needing God, people are needing truly answer to what's going on, and they show up, if they show up to that U.S. embassy and that ambassador's not there, the doors are closed, you got a problem on your hands. And so as I look at sometimes society, I wonder if there's a lot of of embassies that have decided to close. A lot of embassies that says I've gotten caught up in the foreign affairs of this land, but I want to remind you that you and I, we're not from here. We're not, and we don't have rights. We have responsibilities. You got to hear me when I say this. God didn't give us rights. He gave us God-given responsibilities, and you and I, as ambassadors in this world, we have a responsibility to represent Christ, to call the world to be reconciled back to Him. We have the message of reconciliation that you and I are charged with. You and I are given to be able to walk this out, to impact those around us. So how are we doing, Ambassador? How are we doing, Heavenly Kingdom Ambassador, as a representative of Christ? Are you walking in your ambassadorship? Are you walking in the authority that God has given you? You know, it's very interesting. There's whenever you watch sports, most people think there's two teams on the field. In reality, there's actually three teams on the field. And the third team is the referee. And you might say, how is that? Well, the third team is the referees. They're there to govern the game. They're there to make sure everything is well and in order. And one thing that's very powerful is they've been given authority. They've been given authority by the NFL commission, and there's a book that they're handed, a manual that they're handed, that they need to abide by, that they make all their decisions from. And if you notice in the game, sometimes the game could get very passionate, the game could get very awesome, and I can only imagine being as a referee when you got an Odell Beckham or you got a high-profile player that is standing right in front of you. You have a Patrick Mahomes right there. You could almost be pulled to become a fan. But they're called to a higher standard, the referees. And sometimes a play happens, and it can be pass interference or it can be offsides. And both sides, both teams are pleading. Both teams are yelling at the ref to make sure that the call goes their way. And in that moment, the referee has a decision to make. Do I get caught up in the fanfare? Do I get caught up in the excitement? Do I get caught up in the request? Do I get caught up in Miss Bill Belichick maybe asking me to make a call for him? And man, you just don't understand how important he is. And do I get caught up in all of that? Or do I stand firm and make the necessary call that is true? Make the necessary decision based on this manual I've been handed. Watch this, based on the authority that I have been given. And sometimes the call that referee makes, it's not popular. Sometimes they get booed from the stands. Sometimes they get yelled at and screamed at because everyone's pleading to make the call to go their way. But they understand I got another authority that I'm living at. And the moment they decide to make a decision based on emotion, make a decision based on outside elements, make a decision based on anything else but that manual or what the NFL commission has given them authority to make the decision by, they have now given up their authority and reduced themselves to becoming a fan. When we don't honor the word of God, when we don't make our decisions, when we don't preach, when we don't, some of you maybe are prophets, have an anointing of prophet on your life, we don't prophesy, when we're not obedient to the word of God, we are then relinquishing our God-given authority and responsibility, and we are reducing ourselves to mere fans. Family, I'm asking you out there. I'm encouraging you out there as you're listening to make sure, to confirm, to to draw the line in the sand, to understand this ambassadorship that you've been handed, the authority that you've been handed, that regardless of what comes against me, that regardless of what transpires, you just heard my father said he had a stroke. But he is sitting here across from me because he understands I'm an ambassador. I'm a representative of Christ here in this earth. I have a responsibility. I have a God-given responsibility. So it doesn't matter what comes against you, against us. It doesn't matter what transpires. It doesn't matter what happens in life, what the enemy tries to come at us with, that will you be found standing faithful in your ambassadorship? Will you be found standing obedient in the thing that God has called you and anointed you to do? Will you be found doing those things? I want to read this one more time. Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has passed away. And see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the message of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting his trespasses against them, and he has committed the message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, verse 20, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Family, I'm asking you and encouraging you to walk in your ambassadorship. Do not reduce. Do not relinquish the authority that God has given you. Do not become just a mere fan. Let's open up these embassies. Let's be on our post. Let's be obedient to every single thing that God has called us and asked us to do. I want to say thank you so much to my father, Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. Thank you so much for having me on today. You can follow us on Instagram, encounter.life, encntr.life. You can also follow us on Facebook, encounter.life, encntr.life, where we just believe that when you have an encounter with him, you encounter everything else in your life, your purpose, your destiny, truly who you are. When you have an encounter with Christ, you encounter all of that. And so thank you so much for having me today.
I'm glad you could come and bring the word of the Lord. I am so grateful and so thankful. Saints, Jesus Christ is Lord. His return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, and know that he loves you and he wants to bless you. If the Holy Spirit moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient. Know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.